thoughts on Ryan Mundy and just what he has shown you to this point?
Veteran safety. Very strong mentality as far as physical football. We like him in the run game. He's developing for us in the pass game. And we like the chemistry that he and he's had with the defense.
Kiwanuka was just talking to us about how the fact that he only has to focus on one position now is far easier for him now. Do you feel like that might liberate him a little bit on the field, play faster, make a few more plays than maybe when he was handling a bunch of different roles?
Yeah, we're certainly hopeful that it does. He's such a good athlete. You want to use him in more ways than you probably should. But having him focus on one position bodes well for him.
What kind of challenge does Dez Bryant pose for your secondary?
He has had really good games against us, and he's an elite receiver. He's one of the elite receivers in the league. So it's always a challenge. He's always a threat anytime he's on the field, not only as a receiver but as a punt returner. He's an all-around good football player.
Kind of leap has Prince taken this year?
We really believe that he has benefited from going through an OTA and being healthy during the OTAs and going through an off season and going through training camp, taking a lot of reps and not missing any practices. And we've seen him get improved more and more every day. We've seen his confidence get better and better every day. We think that in the preseason games, he's responded extremely well. So we just look for him to keep growing and growing and developing to the player that he can be.
Do you look at him as potentially an elite player at this point?
It's too early to say that. We're going to play one game at a time and let him grow, one game at a time.
Hey, what's Terrell's readiness to be a contributing player for the secondary starting week one?
We think he's ready. We're not going to shy away from putting him on the field. We believe that, he's going to go out and prove himself. And we like the way he's looked in practice as well as the preseason game. So, it's game time.
What role will he play for you guys?
He'll play our nickel position.
Is he also a possibility as an emergency safety if there were injuries or anything like that?
We've thought about it. There's no definite, but we have a plan.
Because Ryan and Antrell have not been on the field a whole lot together in game situations, is that a concern? With communications breakdowns?
Well, after Stevie went down, Antrell came to and said, "Hey, we're going to get together and we're going to spend some time off the field together." And because Antrell's a veteran guy and he and Ryan's a veteran guy, they know how to communicate with each other. So they're on the field, off the field. They are constantly talking and communicating with each other. So I don't think that'll be a problem, with their chemistry and what we've got to do on the field.
How differently do you think the defense is just going to look this year from the outside looking in? I mean, with a lot of talk about different formations, different guys playing different spots. Is it going to look a lot differently than last year?
We got bigger butts. Sean Rogers is in there, Cullen Jenkins there. The butts are a lot bigger, so it looks different, yeah.
How big a key is that, having them in there and stopping the run, which you guys sometimes struggle to do?
I think it's a huge factor in helping us be a better run defense. The mass, the size, the strength is noticeably different for us.
And how much is that being ranked 31 last year? How much of a motivating factor is that this year?
For us as a defense, it's quite motivating. We feel like we can definitely improve on that, and we will improve on that.
How did you take that, in the offseason? Did you, was it tough to just think about that number, or do you kind of put that out of your mind immediately?
It never goes out of my mind. You never want to be ranked last or near last in anything you compete at. And as a professional, you want to improve each and every year. So we're very motivated to erase that number and be a top defense in the league.
What do you see up front that makes you think you'll improve on last year's sack?
I think we just have to let the season play out, because sometimes offenses present opportunities for you to have multiple sacks, and sometimes offenses don't present those opportunities based on the system that they're running. But with a healthy group of young men, I think that we have an opportunity to improve on our sack numbers. But we have some good blitzers, on the edge. We believe that not only just the guys up front, but our guys at linebacker can help us improve on those numbers. So we're not just putting that on the front guys. We're putting that on the whole defense. We can improve those numbers.
You may not have complained about it, but how compromised was JPP last season?
You have to ask him that question.
I know you can't make the medical decision as far as JPP for Sunday, but in terms of what you've seen in practice, as a player, do you think he can be effective against the Cowboys from what you've seen in practice?
Well, JPP is one of the best defensive players in the league, so if he's not full strength, I still think he can be effective. If he's full strength, yes, he's definitely effective. He's had good games in Dallas. So, really, that's really on the player. He's looked better and better each day. But, again, I think that's a question for JPP,
Does Ryan reflect his Pittsburgh background just in that physicality against the run? Could you almost tell where he's played before?
We believe that, yes. He brings a physical presence.
Back in April, it seemed that when you drafted Hankins and Moore, that they were destined to do things earlier. I mean, are they a little bit behind now, or?
They're not behind. The competition is really good, and so that bodes well for those guys. They've got some veterans in front of them that are teaching them, and they're learning, and they're good football players. They're going to become better football players. So I wouldn't say that they're behind. It's just the competition is really good, and that's good for us.
Are you still planning on doing like a true right and left cornerback instead of a number one and number two this year, Prince and Corey?
It's going to be scheme. It's scheme oriented.
Okay.
We can do that week to week. We can do it game by game, et cetera. So really, we haven't nailed it down and made a decision on any specifics like that.
You guys don't have a long history of, or at least not with you here, of blitzing linebackers and sending a lot of guys. It sounds like that's what you're leaning towards a little bit. What led to that decision? Was it just personnel or just trying to get something going?
We just want to be aggressive. We just want to take the fight to our opponent. And so we'll use all the weapons that we can possibly use in order to be an aggressive defense.
Antrell said yesterday that Witten's 18 catches is not going to happen again. Do you have that same confidence?
I always have that confidence. But Jason's a very good football player, and he has excellent chemistry with Tony. And so the players on the field, we have to get that done tomorrow to make sure that, or Sunday, to make sure that doesn't happen.
One more question.
Antrell has a patch on his shoulder now? Captain Mitrell,
yes.
The new captain.
Yes.
Does that affect does he have different duties with you, or how does that change?
I don't think it changes our relationship or the way, I've always looked at him as one of our leaders. I've always looked at him, even though he did not have the patch, as somewhat of a captain or the lead person within the defense. I think him being elected captain by his peers just confirmed that. So I'm very happy for him and very proud of him for and his peers for seeing that, what he means to our football team.
Thank you.